Listen, I am grateful. I am so grateful to have a job. I am so grateful to be able to put food on the table for my kids.
This person says, I can't tell if I'm overspending or if prices are really just that bad. So, upstate New York spending $400, $500 a month on groceries and essentials for the house, shop at bulk at Sam's Clubs, get everything else from Walmart and Aldi. So, that's pretty smart. So, this person is literally going the cheapest route possible. We're not talking about Erewhon's or Whole Foods. We're talking about Sam's Club bulk and Aldi's. Doesn't get cheaper than that. But for some reason, spending like close to $500 a month on groceries doesn't know what's going on. Everything is so expensive right now. It's getting to a point that people are just stressed to the max. Some Americans are straight up sacrificing restaurant food and delivering apps because everything's so expensive. Some Americans are literally just sacrificing potato chips because, yeah, it's really like $5 to $7 per bag. I can't afford that. I don't know about you, but that's just too expensive. So many Americans are just giving up on a lot of essential items and especially food items because prices are just getting out of control. Check out some of these videos.
Sometimes it feels like I'm the only one that does not have the access to like money and stuff, like to take my kids a bunch of places and buy a bunch of stuff for our house. Obviously, I know it's not just me, but it totally feels like that because it's like everybody has to post like the amazing things in their life and nothing else. And it's like me, for instance, you know what I mean? I went to the beach the other day. I could have easily just posted about the beach and had everybody thinking, you know, but we have been trying to go to the beach now for the past like 2 years. We have a family of five and we haven't gone because it also is very difficult, but like it's expensive. Every freaking thing in this world is literally so expensive. You cannot even go to dinner with your family of five and enjoy dinner without having a fucking heart attack over the check that you receive. It's how are we supposed to even enjoy? They have made it so fucking hard to even enjoy life at all. So what, we're supposed to just sit here, go to work, sit here and do the same fucking thing every single day for the rest of our fucking life? I just get so in my feelings because I'm like, am I the only one? I don't know. I remember being younger, going to Disneyland every single year, doing things every single year, all the time with my parents. We had a family of five, but it's just so different now. And it's depressing.
Okay, I hadn't had a Bowman's fresh turkey thigh in a long time, so I went to go grab one. $9.22 for a normal size one. So I was wondering, I wonder what it was like a year ago. And I went back to just October of 2024, and this was how much I paid. You can check your receipts on the Kroger app, so you can know how much the prices are going up. But then I got to thinking, what if everything's like this? I said, okay, well, fuck it. Let's look at my dog's favorite treats. Abound. These are good. They fit into Kong balls and don't require cleaning. $5.49. Look what I paid for them just 1 year ago. Lors ground beef. I love a healthy alternative to fatty beef. Look at this price. $10.99. Look at the price I paid for this just a year ago. The price of beef is wow. I'd be a dirty son of a bitch if I didn't bring up coffee. Look. This is what I get when I'm not trying to spend a bunch of money. Just the Kroger brand. I like the fancy shit, but nothing. $5.99. Let's look at what I paid 1 year ago. We got dates. Dates is my favorite treat. You put some peanut butter on there and some chocolate chips. It's like a Snickers bar. My sister taught me that trick. Let's look at dates. $7.99. $7.99. Holy shit. Look at what I paid for these 1 year ago. We'll be paying $100,000 for a loaf of bread before this son of a bitch gets done ruining America.
So I guess we're all going to be vegetarians now. Do I have that right? Do I have that right? A 4 pound chuck roast, $48 freaking dollars. What? 2.89, $34.99. For a chuck roast.
Please tell me why I just went through McDonald's to get a Diet Coke. And I was on the phone with my husband while I was ordering, and he's like, "Wait, you're a McDonald's? Get a Filet-O-Fish sandwich." He's like, "Get me two. It's Friday in Lent at McDonald's." We're like, "Great, I'll just eat that for lunch and then we'll make something else for dinner." So, whatever. I order three Filet-O-Fishes in a separate order because she wouldn't let me add it on to my Diet Coke order. Anyways, that's a whole nother story. It pissed me off. pull around, order three filet of fishes, not the meal, just the sandwich. She clarified. She said, the sandwich or the meal? And I said, just the sandwich. And she said, three of them? I said, yes. Tell me why it was $17 for three filet of fishes on Friday during Lent at McDonald's. I'm not crazy. I sat there and blinked my eyes, and then I just pulled away because I was so angry, which probably was rude, but like, $17 for three filet of fishes at McDonald's? Are you kidding me?
So I went to the grocery store today, and to understand my dynamic, I have a 50-50 custody, and we do week to week. So I bought two teenage boys, or soon to be a teenager, and I spent food only. I didn't buy any non-food items, and we eat fresh food. I don't buy a lot of box stuff, processed foods, a lot of fruit and yogurt and eggs, milk, healthy stuff. $350. $350, I don't even know if it'll last me the week. And I was just talking with my ex-wife, and I was like, what do you spend? Because I think I'm doing it wrong. And she told me, and it's about the same. So if we were still together, we would be spending $1,700 a month just in food. This doesn't include all the other household items I typically buy elsewhere. That's crazy.
How do people afford to live? I am leaving Costco with six items, $165 for six things. I mean, salmon's one of them, but my heart goes out to all you moms and dads who are raising families and trying to feed your kids. I don't have any college educations to pay for. Six items, $165. How are families making it and surviving in this day and age? Holy cow.
$57. $57. And look here. $43 for a roast. This is crazy. Look at this. $24.
I'm in Publix right now, but please help me understand, when was a box of cereal $9.29? Literally, for a box of Honey Nut Cheerios. And I don't know if the prices have been this high, because honestly, I don't eat cereal, but lately my kids have been into cereal, so now I'm here purchasing cereal. But y'all, one box of cereal, the giant size, is damn near $10 for one box. And the only reason why I'm about to grab two is because it's buy one, get one. It's BOGO. But y'all, these grocery store prices are insane. The smaller boxes of cereal are $5.29, but y'all, this is insane. I still cannot get over $10, well, $9.29 for one box of cereal. That is crazy. That's insane. That is insane.
So food prices nowadays are really disgusting. Let me show you what's in my cart. All right, so how much do you guys think that that all costs? Put your guess in the comments, and trust me, I'll let you know. So now that I've made it home, I'll give you one more look close up. All right, that's it. What's the magic number?
All right, y'all, I'm at my local grocery store, and for two pack of New York shrimp, $18.03. They look pretty darn good. Hamburger, $4.31. Rump roast.
We live in New York City, so obviously everything is going to be super expensive, but this is just the most outrageous pricing I've ever seen.
Ridiculous.
We got three things. Feel Good Foods. These, the pork soup dumplings. I'm obsessed with them. I haven't tried this one yet, but we'll report back. Annie's pizza bagels. He wanted a Hot Pocket. Couldn't find them. Okay. Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Three things. Guess how much these three things cost. Don't say. Don't tell them. Three items.
It's a lot.
A lot of money. First person to guess. You know what? First person to guess it right.
We'll send you a pizza bagel. I will
Venmo you that amount of money. It is just absurd.
All right. I just got home from the grocery store. And I'm going to show you what I got. So that's my groceries. Okay. It's two bags. Okay. And I actually spread it out for you so you can kind of see like what's in here. And like granted, I get kind of frou-frou groceries. Like, you know, it's not like I'm not breaking the bank and then two things of my favorite tortillas. But like every time I go to the grocery store, I feel like it just gets more and more expensive. I want you to guess, like pause this video and guess how much I spent on all of this. And then also tell me where you're from. And I'm especially curious to see what people from other countries think. Anyway, yeah. How much do you think I spent on those?
Have a family, I would like to know how much you're spending in groceries. Like, what does your monthly grocery budget look like? Because my husband and I sat down the other day to do our monthly budget, and we just had to increase it by an additional $200 because I noticed a huge price increase in meat. We shop at Costco, and we used to get the steaks, and they were like $50. I think it came in a pack of three. It was $83 the last time that we went to Costco. And I was telling him, I said, you know what? Whether or not you can afford to buy chicken, beef, steak, like that's going to be a sign of wealth. Like meat is going to be for wealthy people. Sure enough, I started to see videos of people saying that they are cutting back on buying meat because it is too expensive. Like this one lady, she was saying that she was spending $1,200 a month on food. So she just got tuna so she can make tuna casserole, or she got ground turkey instead of ground beef. And that's because like meat is the most like expensive part of your budget. And when people really can't afford to buy food, that's the first thing to go. Feels like we are being priced out of necessities, not even luxury items at this point. And they probably think, you know what, they could just have beans instead. Okay, well they can't have chicken, they can have beans. It's the same thing, they wouldn't even notice.
Tell me why I was craving Taco Bell, but I thought to myself, like, no, like, go to the store, you know, like, get the stuff to make tacos. Tell me why these four freaking items were $17.36. I could have gotten like five meals at Taco Bell for that price. Are you joking?
I'm at Walmart right now. Tell me if I'm tripping, but the price of meat has significantly gone up. Like, are we dead serious right now? Like, are we dead ass? Is this real life? I am so shocked. Like, I am so shocked. Is this real life? This is expensive.
Well, this is what happens when they start messing with our food stamps and they start cutting all of our food stamps down. And this is what happens. Look, you can't even get the stuff that you used to be able to get. So, look what I had to do. I had to find a couple packs of meat, $2.59 a piece. Look, $2.59 for that one. $3.51 for that one. $2.99 for this pack of meat. $3.08 for this pack of meat. $3.22 for that pack of meat. So I had to drop my game all the way down because of the food prices. This is crazy, man. Like that food stamp cut that they're talking about doing, it's starting to affect everyone and every household. I hope I got enough to pay for this. I'm not even going to take the water off or the sparkling water because I'm not even sure if I'm going to have enough money to even pay for this. So, I don't, oh man, I forgot about the eggs. Guys, I found these eggs. $8 freaking for 18 eggs. 18 eggs for $8. It was $7 and some change. After taxes, over $8 freaking. That is insane. I don't know, guys, if I'm gonna have enough. We're at $86. She's ringing the water up now. And we're not even finished ringing this other stuff up yet. I don't know. We'll see. $97.63. And we still got a ways to go. I don't know. Let me see how much I gotta put back. I gotta put anything back. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's still going. It's still going, guys. It's still going. Oh, it's still going.
All right, your total's
$124. Ma'am, can I put everything back?
Who else can relate to this?
Everything's so damn expensive nowadays. You know, I think the only palm trees I'm gonna see this year, you know, are those little ones on the screensaver of your work computer? Don't get me started on drink prices. You know, I think they should make a cheaper version of the pina colada, the bro colada. But real talk, I'm gonna have to apply a college budget to my drinking habits, right? Which means I'm gonna have to get Natty Lights. I hate Natty Lights.
I feel like crying, y'all. I just put 3 bags in my car, right? Just left my neighborhood Smith's. Look how much I spent, y'all. $80 for 3 punk-ass bags. So much love to all my good people out there that's making it happen, because I don't know what these people talking about when they say inflation is getting better. That's a damn lie.
So it's late October, and this administration has said that they're not going to be sending out SNAP benefits next month. Now, like it or not, the counties that are the most impacted are going to be counties that voted for Trump, because they're the ones that most utilize SNAP benefits. My question is, in the month of November, because Thanksgiving is in November, Thanksgiving is a holiday that revolves around food, and Thanksgiving falls particularly late in the month of November this month. So people are going to have expended whatever funds they have left by the end of the month. So in addition to that, with tariff prices and everything else, how expensive food has become, are they going to essentially starve out the population? I mean, Thanksgiving is a holiday where people get together. It's going to be noticed if people don't have food. So are they going to swoop in and try to do something at the last minute, or are they going to literally starve out the population on a holiday? That's the real, and is traditional media going to cover this at all?
I usually don't do a TikTok in a grocery store, but it's after church and everybody's shopping. So I said, well, I'll make some, you know, ground meat and pasta later today. Do you see that? $27.76 for 3 pounds of ground meat. Oh my God. Looks like we're going to have to start eating a lot more carbs. Or maybe going vegan. I mean, thank God it's just me and my husband. But wow. These are like $30 a pack. Unbelievable.
Baby, when you hear y'all president say that the grocery prices are down, we all know he's lying. Now, I just came back from the grocery store. It was not a serious grocery run. It was just, you know, a few little snacks. And baby, I spent $50 on snack food. Let me show you what I got. So just, you know, a few cans of Pringles, some garlic bread, some Brussels sprouts, some Parmesan cheese. Some of these Cheetos, baby, these were $7.29. Some deli meat, some whole grain bread, and a little box of Cakesters. Baby, these grocery prices are insane. $50 for just snacks. So again, every time he say these grocery prices are down, he's lying. Because that's ridiculous to just buy snacks and you spend $50. So yeah, every time that he say they're down, they're not down.